Hello, fellow traveler. Whether you're a pastor, ministry leader, volunteer, faithful congregant, prayer warrior, or a lost and wandering soul, you're welcome here. We are coming out of what for many has been a very busy season, and you may be tired. You may be weary. You may find yourself still looking for signs of new life. Or maybe you're the opposite. You find yourself overflowing with joy, energized by the changing of seasons. However you're feeling right now, I invite you just to notice it. You don't need to change it. Just notice. And as we begin today's meditation, I invite you to stand up and begin to walk around your room, whether that's your office, your kitchen, your bedroom, or maybe you're listening to this outside. But begin to walk around and look. See the space you're in. What is there to see in this room? Look around as if you were introducing yourself to the space for the very first time. Maybe you spend a lot of hours here, but you notice something you've never seen before. Be sure to look up and look down. And even interrupt your habit of walking forward and try walking backwards or side to side. Notice what you see differently from this perspective. Continue to stay curious. And wherever you are, I invite you to take some really deep breaths, full body breaths if you're able. Reaching your arms high above your head, feeling the exhale with your whole body. Continue for a couple more breaths, filling your lungs. Exhaling. Inhaling from the tip of your toes all the way to the tip of your fingertips. Filling the space in between your rib cage and letting it go. Continue these deep breaths as you find a seat or even lay down on the ground. If you're sitting, plant your feet on the floor and relax your hands on your lap. If you feel comfortable, gently close your eyes. If you're laying on the ground, I invite you to lay on your back in an open position. Either way, encourage any muscle that you don't need right now to relax, to release. We're going to start our meditation with a body scan. So I invite you to use your imagination to see a giant life-size scanner, almost like a big Xerox machine. And you're going to notice the light from that scanner scan your body, starting with the very top of your head. And your only task is to notice where the light is and to give gratitude for that part of the body. So notice as the light begins to touch the very top of your head. Notice it slowly but continually move down your face. Give thanks for your nose and your skull. as the light continues to move down to your mouth and your chin, your throat. Notice the light on your shoulders as it moves down your heart area, your back, down your arms, reaching your core, the center of so many life-giving organs. Give gratitude for your forearms. As the light continues to move down, notice it on your hands, your hips, all the way to the tip of your fingertips. Begins to go down your leg, your thigh, with your quad and your hamstring, these big muscles that do so much for you throughout the day. The light touches your knees, down your shin and your calf, to your ankle, and notice the light touch your feet, engaging with all the little muscles and tendons and bones that carry you. Now, from this place of gratitude, I want you to notice that you are fully supported. Sometimes when I do exams or meditations, I like to imagine the ground or the chair that is supporting me as a representation of God's steadfast love. It's always there. I've done nothing to deserve it. And so, while it may feel silly, I invite you to put a hand on your heart and a hand on your belly to remind yourself that God is in you. The very Spirit of God is in the very body you just gave thanks for. Rest in that. Rest in the support from your chair or the floor, and feel yourself being held. From this space of support, we're going to ask God to bring to mind one or two things we are grateful for from today, big or small. One or two things that have been a gift today, just today. Now zoom out a little bit and ask yourself, what am I most grateful for right now? What is it that fills me with joy and gratitude? Usually, one person, place, event, or thing will pop up immediately. And so hold that person, place, thing, or event in your mind. And name the gift before God. Maybe you say, Lord, I'm so grateful for your gift to me of, and fill in the blank. Lord, I'm so grateful for your gift to me of. And as you hold that object, that gift in your mind, repeat the phrase over and over. Each time, letting it sink a little bit deeper. Whatever you're thankful for, you get to relish in that gift. Relish in the gift by playing it before God in your prayerful imagination. And notice where you're feeling that gratitude in your body. What does the sensation of gratitude feel like? Whatever you identified, let it go. And now I invite you to more lightly watch a long and boisterous parade of gifts go by in your imagination, thanking God for each one. So one by one, in random order, let the big and small gifts God has given you come into your mind. And as one pops up, say thank you, Lord, for fill in the blank, and then let it go and wait for the next gift to appear. And now let the parade itself go and come back to your body. Notice what you feel. What's going on in your body now? And when you are ready, you can finish your prayer in the way that feels right to you. Amen. If you have a few minutes, I encourage you to journal about this experience, to memorialize those things that you are grateful for in a small way. And maybe you've sensed an invitation to continue a practice like this. And for the next couple days or weeks, you can look for one or two things every day that you're grateful for. One or two gifts, big or small, that the Lord brings to you. Write them down, keep track of them, and let those gifts give you energy in this new season. Amen. Today's gratitude meditation was based on Examine from Father Mark Thibodeau in his book, Reimagining the Examine. If it blessed you, I encourage you to look into this wonderful resource.